The Rhode Island total loss threshold, moving to 85%, sounds like a win on paper, and the industry's going to sell it that way. More cars get repaired instead of totaled. Great news for shops. Here's what they're not saying. That extra slice of vehicles sitting between the old threshold and 85% are almost always the ones insurers fought hardest to total for a reason. They're complex. They've got ADAS systems layered throughout. They need calibrations, OEM parts, real diagnostic time. And now those cars are landing in your bays with insurers who still want to write them like fender benders. You didn't win more repairs. You won more battles. BMW's restricted parts expansion is the same story from the other direction. They're locking 3 Series and other models to OEM-only sourcing at certified shops. That's actually correct procedure. The problem is insurers haven't updated how they're writing those jobs. So you've got OEM requirements on one side and aftermarket pricing on the other, and your shop is standing in the middle, eating the difference. Both of these moves squeeze the same margin. The repair doesn't get simpler. The oversight doesn't get lighter. The reimbursement doesn't get better. What changes is the shop takes on more liability while the people writing the checks take on none. Hot take for Monday. If an insurer tells you the 85% threshold is good for your business, ask them why they're not celebrating.